My mother was a concert pianist and belonged to a group in Montclair called the Piano Club of 5 or 6 women who were professional pianists and who met once a month to play to this small audience whatever they were working on. And they were wonderful women. I do remember, because I was always allowed to serve at tea, that the Piano Club of 5 or 6 ate 3 times as much as the other club, which had 30 members. And one of the women, who was much older than Mom, Mrs. Lloyd, had a magnificent piano. And she had, years ago, as a young woman, a friend in Steinway, and she went in and tried all their pianos and wasn't satisfied with any, and explained to this man she knew exactly what she wanted in the way of tone and action and resonance, and then didn't hear from him for several years. And then suddenly one day he called up and said, "Mrs. Lloyd, your piano is here." And this wonderful piano she took great pride in for many, many years, and she was a very fine pianist. And one day when she was, in her late 90s, I would think, and no longer got out to the piano club meetings and so forth, she called my mother and said, "Emily, I wonder if you'd come down and play for me. I just have a need to hear some wonderful piano music." And so Mom did, and she went down and played and had a lovely visit with Mrs. Lloyd. And at the end of the visit, Mrs. Lloyd said, "Now, dear, I've decided that I'm going to give away my things while I can have joy in giving them. And I've decided that yours is the home in which I want my piano to live. It will be delivered tomorrow." My mother at that time had a very small Steinway, which she had gotten secondhand. And although she was happy to have a Steinway because she was a teacher as well as doing concerts, she could not afford the kind she wanted. And the action in this little Steinway was so much too harsh, just not the right thing. And she would never have been able to afford a piano of this sort. I think that's called a parlor grand, I think. And it is a magnificent piano, something beyond any dream Mom would have had of a piano she could own. So it was a great joy, and enriched by Mrs. Lloyd's love and appreciation of my mother's musicianship.